Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's come into God's presence now for our time of meditation. Taking a few deep breaths, which we draw in and hold and release. Maybe do that a few times just to relax your body and allow your soul to settle into this time of prayer. And begin by activating your faith, remembering that Jesus is present here with you. He surrounds you, his loving presence that sustains you in being. It's because that's true, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you're here. I believe you're guiding and leading me. I believe your love sustains me. Your Trinitarian presence is in my soul, thanks to grace, that I am a temple of the Holy Spirit and a child of God and marked and sealed with the blood of Jesus. And so anytime I pray, I'm coming into the presence of Jesus that's always there. I'm just becoming more aware of that reality. And so I believe that, Jesus, and I welcome that presence. I hope in you. I hope in your fidelity, your love, your goodness, your promises. I know they are true. And I know I can count on them. I believe and I hope in you to make good on everything you've ever said. You are the source of my true happiness. And I'm confident in that. I'm confident in you. And I love you, Lord. I love you as the source of all good things, the source of my happiness, the source of the truth that I love and that guides me. I love you for your self-sacrifice, for your love that knows no conditions, that love that I'll be celebrating in Holy Week in your passion, death, and resurrection. And I'm grateful, Lord, grateful for all of your blessings, all the blessings of these past few days, your presence, your gifts, the unmerited love and attention and kindness of those around me, the unmerited successes in some of my work. Just grateful for all the love you show me. And I humble myself before you, just a sinner looking for your love, looking to listen to my Creator, to hear and to follow. No presumptions in your presence, no rights, no demands. I just come humbly admitting my dependence on you and focusing my heart on you, the source of all of my goodness, all of my hope, all of the love that I seek. I turn my attention now to your gospel, Lord, to the words of the gospel writer John in chapter 10, 31 to 42. Imagine this scene, Jesus, and want to be with you. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? The Jews answered him, we're not stoning you for your good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true. And many there began to believe in him. As I imagine myself in this scene, Jesus, next to you, I see all the Pharisees and Jews gathered round you, holding rocks, coming towards you in an aggressive and menacing way, and you standing your ground, looking at them, looking into their eyes, into their faces, into their hearts. You see their anger, you see their just indignation, and you challenge their thinking. You don't back down from them, Jesus. You're bold, you're strong, you're convinced. If anyone would say Christians are just nice guys and should cower out of humility towards their aggressors, Jesus, you show us just the opposite. You don't cower or run or look to avoid conflict or kind of sneak back into your cave when you're challenged. No, you stand up, chest forward, challenge their thinking. As they stand there with stones, you ask them, almost implying, okay, you want to stone me? For what reason? You didn't say, don't stone me, or have mercy, or please don't do it. Okay, if you're going to do it, at least have a good reason. Why? Is it the good works that I do? Is that why you're stoning me? All the good that I've done? The healings? Blind that see, the lame that walk, the poor that have the good news preached to them, is that why you're angry and want to crush me? Their response, Jesus is telling, it's not your good works. It's that you claim to be the Son of God. They understood very well that you claimed to be God's Son. And you didn't back down from that claim. You defended that claim. If God sent me and consecrated me and sends me to you and backs me up with these works, then I have to claim the truth that I'm the Son of God. And so if you're going to stone me, you're stoning the one that God has sent and backed up with works. And you invite them, rather than a stone, just don't believe. If you don't believe what I'm saying, then fine. But don't kill. Jesus, I admire your boldness and your confidence and your manliness, your firmness. In today's world that would want Christians to cower, to step back, to remove their voice from the public forum, from the town square, from the public debates, from political or financial or moral discussions. We're told that Jesus loved everyone, that Jesus didn't judge, that Jesus was kind to all. Yes, Jesus, you were all those things that we know. But you were more than that. You were a speaker of the truth. In love, yes, but the truth. That's the example you set for us. And so, Jesus, I pray for the grace of boldness today. The grace to love everyone, but to love the truth and to share it because I love you and I love everyone. To share it in kindness, but not to hide it or to sanitize it, but to share it as the truth that I really think it is, good for all who hear it, good news for salvation. Jesus, I pray for my brother priests and for all believers to have that holy boldness, that love for truth, and showered and wrapped in kindness and charity and goodness, but also sincerity and candor and honesty. Take a moment to formulate my resolution for the day and how I want to bring this conversation with Jesus into my behavior today. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.